From 91.5 KRCC, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jake Brownell. On today's show, we invite local promoter and metal guru Brian Ostro to sit in on the musical roundtable, and we bring you an in-studio performance and interview with Josiah Johnson of The Head and the Heart and his two traveling music partners, Aviva Lipkowitz and Chelsea Coleman. All that today on Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. So, as usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we pick a song we haven't been able to get out of our heads. And today we're joined by a special guest, Mr. Brian Ostro.
Hello.
Welcome, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for being here,
Thank you very much for having me.
So folks will know you from sort of the local music scene. You're like a crucial linchpin in the local music scene with your work at Flux, at Triple Nickel, now at Black Sheep. How do you do it all? Where do you find the time?
Well, thank you. I think I'm just a weird dude that likes to book shows. Yeah, I book at Triple Nickel, do some bartending and other shows at the Black Sheep, and as you mentioned, Flux Capacitor, which is our DIY space, which we've been doing for a few years now, which I love, and it's awesome. So it just keeps me motivated to be able to do shows all the time and give people a place to go all the time.
And we really appreciate you carving some time out to sit down and share a song with us. We're going to go around the table as we do, and we're going to save your song for last so folks can really get excited.
Oh, right. That's good. So that they don't turn it off early, you know?
That's right.
He's smart. He figured it out.
That's right. Save the best for last. That's what they say. Well, let's get things started with you, Vicki. What song have you picked today?
I picked a song from a record. I literally just opened this up a day or so ago. This is Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks from Sparkle Hard and the song Kite. This is one of those Malkmus little mini epic songs that will go like this for a while. It starts with that beautiful acoustic, lyrical, lovely voiced thing. Then all of a sudden it sounds like you're at a Genesis concert. Then all of a sudden it sounds like you're at a Fish concert. And then the thing ends with 2 minutes of guitar glory. I just love that he can cover all this and that the Jicks are right there behind him, you know, three really great players giving him the support he needs. So
folks will know Stephen Malkmus, of course,
from Pavement.
He definitely got that kind of unmistakable slacker vibe. He's obviously gone in a pretty different direction since his Pavement days, you know.
I'd say so.
Yeah. I wouldn't have pegged him for like rocking a wah-wah pedal.
There's something about the way he can bring all this stuff together. It seems kind of like a magic show to me, and I love it. And the guitars at the end are just spectacular. And it's him. You know, it's him doing what he does. So, you know, you're going to get me with guitars every single time. So that's it. That's my pick.
What do you think, Brian?
I like it a lot. It's good. I like a lot of psych type stuff, so it's very cool. I'm actually going to look at that CD right in front of me and try to pick me up one sometime because it's really cool.
All right, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. That song is called Kite from the album Sparkle Hard.
Okay, Jake, as usual, I'm always very curious to know what you have dug up and found that you will turn me on to, guaranteed.
I actually was turned on to this one by my fiance, Hillary, which I got to give a shout out there because I can't take total credit. This is a song by the band musician Eamon Dunes, and the song is called Believe from his album Freedom.
I believe, can't deny it, seen heaven, don't get down. When I was a kid, I was afraid to die, but I growed up now. Radio's on.
That's beautiful.
Eamon Dunes, it's the project of a guy named Damon McMahon, who is from New York City, and beautiful melodies, kind of in keeping in some ways with other folks like Kurt Vile or The War on Drugs or something like that, that kind of shaggy, like mellow rock, kind of has a slightly psychedelic feel to it, or something a little off about his vocals that keep me kind of coming back for more.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's really
yeah,
cool.
I loved that guitar intro, just how that guitar was so, I can't think of what the word is, it just the way it was layered and echoed, and then just coming in with that, you know, closed hi-hat kind of drum thing. That was really beautiful. And now it's all chimey and birds-like and psychedelic and cool. You know how
yes,
I feel
definitely.
About psychedelia.
Yeah, it's one of those albums that you can just put on from start to finish, and it just kind of carries you in a space that feels like this kind of the whole way through, but it has enough variation to keep you interested. So definitely recommend it. The album, again, is called Freedom. The artist is Eamon Dunes, and this song is Believe.
Thank you, Hillary.
Yeah, thank you very much, Hillary. All right, now we are to our guest of honor here, Mr. Brian Ostro. What have you selected for us?
So I selected a band from Venezuela. They're called Zeta. They've played here a few times, and they're going to be coming back here. And the song, forgive me for not saying it right, but Cuando Renderse Significa Ganar. Here it is.
Wow.
Yeah, they're great. They know their instruments. They incorporate a very kind of Mars Volta vibe, mm-hmm. but then mix it with like older, like early 2000s, like screamo music, which is really good.
And so they're from Venezuela, you said.
Yes.
Which obviously there's kind of a crazy political situation going on in Venezuela mm-hmm. these days. Any sense of their sort of relationship to all that?
I think half of their members still live in Venezuela, and then I think two of them are living in Miami right now. So they kind of have a little best of both worlds there. I know the first time they played out here, they talk about their politics and stuff, and they say, you know, no human is illegal, you know, everything. And it's really awesome and refreshing to, you know, hear them say that stuff. So
I'm curious, Brian, I know you're a big fan of heavier music. I'm curious just sort of like when you hear that and you hear the sort of really visceral sounds in a song like that, what does that do for you?
Well, I love it. I mean, what screaming is to me, it's pure raw emotion. It's, you know, something that you can't capture with, you know, a perfectly sung, you know, note. And especially the way they do it, it's very raw and it's, you know, yelling. It's you're upset about something, you feel strongly about something, so you're going to let people know in a way that's not pretty. I love it. And I think it's good for people to realize, you know, that there is a lot of emotion and a lot of skill, honestly, in screaming, in, you know, the more aggressive type way of doing vocal.
Zeta is the band, and the song Cuando Rinderse Significa Ganar. Apologies, I don't think anyone at this table speaks Spanish, but great pick. Love
yes,
it.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Brian, that was very good.
Brian, before we let you go, you've got an event coming up, 7-1 Grind Fest. Tell us a little bit about what this is and why you do it.
We call it 7-1 Grind, a play on 719, and it's a lot of grind music. And we also have Doom. We even have like a hip-hop artist this year. So we kind of have it all sprinkled in.
So Zeta is one band that'll be there. And you said there's going to be like 70 bands playing?
Yeah. So yeah, Zeta that we just listened to, they're going to be there. They're from Venezuela. We also have a punk band from Beijing, China called The Merit. And then there's a band called Test that's from Brazil. And then we have bands from all over the country and, of course, really good local Colorado bands as well.
Well, that's it for the roundtable. Thanks for joining us, Brian. Such a good time.
And, thank you. This is great.
Yeah, appreciate it. Many thanks to Brian Ostro. 7-1 Grindfest is coming up June 8th through the 10th. At the Black Sheep and Triple Nickel. You can find more information on our website at krcc.org. You're listening to AirCheck from 91.5 KRCC.
Many of you may know Josiah Johnson from his work with the American indie folk band The Head and the Heart. Maybe you caught the band playing in concert at Red Rocks. Or perhaps you own one or more of the band's three major label releases. Well, we recently caught up with Josiah, who's taking a break from the band and touring with his two very musical friends, Aviva Lipkowitz and Chelsea Coleman, as they were passing through Colorado. We pulled them into the 91.5 KRCC studios for an interview and performance.
Hello, I'm Josiah Johnson, and I am joined by
Aviva Lipkowitz
and
Chelsea Coleman.
We're going to play a song called Rise Up. The sun will not rise in the morning again, and you are worried that the roads are not open for you to come home.
is up. Don't even think about it. All the world is here. You are a darling. You are a light. You are the ground.
I'm joined here in the studio today by Josiah Johnson and two ladies who I thought were just going to sing backup. How did you all come together?
So to my right around this round table is Chelsea Coleman. And across from me through the tangle of mic stands is Aviva Lipkowitz. And the three of us all met at a house show in San Francisco about a year ago. And it was a funny fashioned house show in that, like, the bands that we were there to see only played like the first half of the night. And the second half of the night was a sort of like song share, anyone who wants to play a song can. And so I met these two and several other people that are now like close friends, that it was just like a way. It was basically like all these artists being like, here's what's inside of me. See whether or not you connect to it. Like the best way to do a meet and greet. And so we just over the last year, you know, have started just to go to each other's shows and become involved in each other's lives. On this tour, I came out to Colorado this month to do a fundraiser up in Boulder for the Future Arts Foundation. I was coming out here and I was like, it would be way cooler to go out there with friends. And back in San Francisco, they back me up and I love their songs. And so our tour has been like either Aviva opens and then Chelsea plays and then I play, or Chelsea opens and Aviva plays and then I play, and Chelsea and I sing backup on Aviva songs and Aviva and I sing backup on Chelsea songs.
I think it works beautifully. It works beautifully. Great. Are you guys writing together or is it all separately penned?
No, we're boundaried.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You
all write,
you don't cross
our own
those
songs,
lines?
Yeah. And then we all are songwriters in our own right and also just friends primarily, and then bring each other in to learn harmonies. I sit in on bass on their sets when they need it. But it's pretty separate projects that play around on.
All right, Aviva, let's hear one of your songs and get Josiah and Chelsea to back you up.
I'm Aviva Lipkowitz, and I'm going to play my song Lovesick, joined by
Josiah Johnson
and
Chelsea Coleman. Thank you.
still you come to my door and pretend you can't see.
Very nice. Lovesick by Aviva Lipkowitz. So what was the inspiration, Aviva?
When I wrote it, I was at the beach one day feeling...
Your heart was broken.
Feeling totally lovesick and feeling ridiculous about it. And there's a line in it, what would I do without these blues, where I feel like I do just for a while, I would get really mired in crushes that that felt... So that like hurt so good. And I just felt ridiculous about it. But I was just at the beach feeling all my feelings and playing around with my voice. And it just felt really good to
that
sing
song,
it.
That song does hurt so good. And the way you guys sing back, that was beautiful.
Oh, it's so much better with them on it.
So let's keep with this songwriter circle thing we've got going on. Chelsea, you want to play us one of your songs?
I'm Chelsea Coleman. And this is a song called Modern Mythology.
You're shaking, I can feel you. Heart's waiting for the other shoe. When you I may pretend that I'm above you, but my heart's aching for the other shoe. When you realize I can't hold a candle to blonde angel on the pedestal, we get caught up in modern mythology, warmed by the fire of the same old story, that it's the ones like you and me who do the hurting. Oh, baby, please don't believe everything they say we both want, what we can't have. We don't see the fence, we see the greener grass. And our whole lives, we won't be satisfied, 'cause the right one's always standing on the other side. We get caught up.
So, Chelsea, I understand that you dedicated a month, the month of December.
Mm-hmm. I call it my December.
You wrote a song every day the month of December.
Full disclosure, I didn't actually write all of the songs on each of the days, but it was like the songs I'd written throughout the year. And then some of them I wrote the day I posted them. Because once I start like releasing songs, then the creative flow gets going big time. And so then I ended up writing like 5 songs more in December. But it's a challenge that I do. It was my second year to do it, where I just put myself out there in front of people in like the most unpolished, unprofessional way possible, which is just an iPhone video on Facebook, and just put my song out there into the world. And it's kind of sometimes I get precious about my songs, like, oh, it has to be released in exactly the right way, or it has to have exactly the right instrumentation, or, you know, I spent 4 years working on my last record. So, you know, it's a challenge for me to just put it out there and just offer it. You know, it's a gift. Just offer it to whoever wants to hear it. And it might be really moving for somebody. It might be really helpful for someone.
Josiah, can you speak for a moment about the head and the heart? The last time you were here, you were part of that band. You alluded to needing to step back from it. Why is that? There's this successful thing that you're riding, that wave you're riding. Yeah. Why did you decide to beach that? Why did you decide to?
It's not beached. It's still moving.
Is there
a fast-moving ship.
Is there a chance you'll be back with the band?
There is a chance that I will be back with the band. But I specifically mentioned that it's not beached. It's a very fast-moving ship.
Mm.
2.5 years ago, we were recording the third Head and the Heart album, Signs of Light. And after, I think, like 5 years or so, where it was like we released our first album, we started touring. It was an endless supply of touring opportunities to keep touring as much as we wanted. And we went for like 2.5 years pretty much solid on the first record. And then we took a break for like a month. We were back home living. And then we immediately started arranging songs for the next record that we then immediately recorded and mixed and started touring on and really. And so it was like 5+ years. So after the second record, everyone was like, we need a break. And we took a break, and it was great, except I didn't know what to do with myself with all of that free time. And I did a lot of time killing with substances and all sorts of just non-productive ways of spending my time that like really ended up getting me in a bind when we went to go record the third record, because I was in pretty bad headspace. I hadn't really written any songs because I was in such a closed place with myself. And so I didn't like anything that came out of me. So I just kind of shut it all in. And then it was also like very clear that like drugs were becoming a problem. I showed up to a couple shows that I distinct memories of those things coming down from something that was pretty bad. And then we went to like go and record the next record. And I was like all week, the first week that we were there, it was like, we were on a major label, everything was going great, we're going to the next level. And instead of rising to the challenge, I was just like barely keeping my head straight. A week in, I like disappeared from recording and like didn't show up the next day. And everyone was freaked out because normally I did all of my disappearing at home. And so the band hadn't really had that experience of freaking out about me. And so it was kind of like, dude, you have to go take care of yourself. We have to go focus on this thing. The door is open, but like, we're making you leave so that you can have the space to worry only about yourself and not about trying to show up for this band because you're not able to do it. And so I went and lived at my parents' house in the Bay Area for a couple years and, you know, did like yoga and meditating and harm reduction programs and 12-step meetings and learning how to like pay attention to what I'm feeling and not just what I'm thinking and all of these sorts of things that like maybe were really obvious to everyone, but that I had no idea, or I had like shut off to just like move so fast to tour for so long. And the band kind of like gave me space, but like there was a very clear, like, you're very welcome. And they, you know, talked only kindly about me to anyone who asked and were like, that's none of your business to know what's going on with him. Like, that's his story to tell. So I felt really loved by them about that. But yeah, we kind of have started talking and getting back more, trying to repair the personal relationships, because a thing about addiction is you end up lying to everyone to protect your little insular world. And so, you know, there's a lot of broken trust trying to be in any kind of relationship with someone who is an addict. And so we started getting to a pretty good place with that, which was great. And so we're like, okay. It's feeling good, and we're having conversations personally that are helpful. When it came time to working together, we got together and we started like writing songs and trying to record things. And it was just, I kept going like, why don't you guys want to do it my way? And they were like, dude, we've been doing this for the last couple of years and we're doing it this way and it's great. And I'm like, but I need it to be this other way. And they're perpendicular lines. And I was watching myself be frustrated at people that, like, I had no reason to be frustrated with. Like, they were just doing what they were doing that was working great. And I just needed something different. And so it's relieving to just be like, cool, let's be okay not trying to smash this back together if it doesn't feel like we want the same things. And so for now, I'm focusing on, you know, just doing things that feel good and playing songs in a way that feels in alignment with what I want my life to be like. And
so is there a chance that you guys might record something, put something together? Because, I mean, you just sound wonderful. The songs sound absolutely beautiful.
If I recorded an album of my songs, they would be musicians on that album. And if the song Modern Mythology that we just played, I am on the album version of that song of Chelsea's.
And they're going to sing on my album, too.
It's going to happen.
But it feels really good to me, and I think to all of us, to invite each other into our own projects rather than trying to mash it into
a thing. Jam something all together.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's just...
Josiah's songs will sound great no matter who's recording them.
So it's, for whatever reason, that's the thing that feels right. And I'm really stoked that we all are in that place.
Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to make it in here, to lug your equipment up here on a rainy day. Pull the equipment out of the mom van, the tiny house on wheels.
No one thinks I'm sleeping in it.
It's too small to imagine anyone's camping in there.
Really appreciate you guys coming in, and best of luck to you all, really.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Really appreciate talking to you.
That was Jeff Bury speaking with Josiah Johnson, Aviva Lipkowitz, and Chelsea Coleman.
That's it for this episode of Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Be sure to get the 91.5 KRCC mobile app so you can listen to Aircheck anytime, anywhere, or tune in wherever you get your podcasts. Big thanks to Paulina Ukrainitz for her work on today's show. For 91.5 KRCC and Aircheck, I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Jeff Bury.